This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Bid on game-worn jerseys, just not Yarrow Halaks. From the 24-25 season, take home a piece of the action by visiting sabres.com/auction. It closes, this is very important to know, some would say almost imminently. Sunday at 9 p.m. is when this auction closes, so get in now. Maybe you take home one from Tage Thompson or Rasmus Dahlin or Alex Tuck after another terrific goal-scoring year. So,
and I felt bad on Tuesday, Duffer, because we had three jerseys at the Give 7-1 Sinks launch event to be raffling off, right? And we pulled a ticket for a that was Josh Byrne, Dalton Kincaid, and Rasmus Dahlin jerseys autographed. So the Bandits jersey, ticket number 627-2234. Yay! Somebody won right away. We do, you know, trivia. Like, okay, it's time for the Dahlin jersey. Nobody. Like, probably the people were gone, or they, you know, we were a little late in the program. And we drew, like, five tickets. And then the last, like, and they're like, oh, they were here. Because according to the numbers, you could tell, like, if it ended in 17 and this person at 16 and this person at 18, you would know they would be in the middle. They're like, they just left a minute ago. I'm like, ah. So we kept drawing. Finally, we got a winner. And then we got a Dalton Kincaid jersey winner as well. But I was ready to take the Dahlin jersey home. I was like, you know what? If we draw one more ticket and the winner is not here right now, I'm taking it home. I am taking it and going to wear it. But luckily, somebody won.
You think somebody will take home a Sabres Chinnikov jersey someday?
Ooh. I mean, is it like Dylan Strome, where we kept saying that he was going to be a Sabres for years and years and years, and it didn't happen?
Previous incarnation of the show.
Yeah, I know. But still, it was the rumor mill, right? And look, Chinnikov would be a very good player to inquire or at least kick the tires on. I mean, I don't know if the Blue Jackets are going to make a move before the start of the season. Maybe they start giving them a few more opportunities and see where that go. And then you make a trade if that doesn't work. But we had a few back and forth on social media yesterday from some of the fans that, you know, were putting in their 2 cents on Chinnikov and what you would need to trade. And somebody suggested Quinn and a third rounder for Chinnikov. And it got a lot of like, whoa, what are you talking about? You're not trading Jack Quinn for Chinnikov, let alone Jack Quinn and a third for Chinnikov. I think if you're going to call Columbus, it's for somebody that's, you know, depth in your lineup, maybe fourth line player. Like, that's what you're looking at. Columbus is not being forced just yet, but, you know, they're being pushed into that way. You're not giving up Jack Quinn in a pick. You're not giving up Jack Quinn by himself. You're exploring it, but I think it would be a depth player trying to bring in a reclamation project, maybe, because the last year was hard for him with injuries and a situation in Columbus.
Yegor Chinnikov is entering into the final year of his deal at 2.1. Significant injury, difficult in harnessing not only the trust of the coach and Dean Evason, but then the trickle down from that is very, very, very limited opportunity. A lot of healthy scratches, never easy to deal with. And, you know, certainly he got bumped out of the picture while this team was pushing for a playoff spot. The Jackets have, again, made some pretty significant moves. You know, when you look at bringing in Charlie Coyle, yeah, bringing in Miles Wood, bringing in Lundestrom, who could end up being their fourth line center. They're a really interesting team. Like, if you go to Puckpedia right now and just look at their perceived depth chart, you've got Voronkov and Monahan and Marchenko, which when together last year was one of the absolute best in the NHL. Mm-hmm. Jenner, let's hope for full health for a whole year for the captain. Fantilli, everyone loves this kid's upside. Just keeps getting better. Kent Johnson, magical at times last year. I couldn't get over how good he looked. And then if Chinnikov earns his opportunity back in, or, you know, maybe he's not there, but right now they have him. And it's funny because he can probably play both wings, but Chinnikov, Coyle, and Sillinger.
He does, yes.
Chinnikov, Coyle, and Sillinger could give you a little pop. I mean, Coyle's a tough read. Everybody's always expected a little bit more, and you never quite get the points.
Yep.
And then Wood, Lundestrom, and Olivier, you know, rounding it out. That's just one look at a potential depth chart. We probably view Quinn differently because we've watched from right before his draft in 2020. Incredibly, or whatever, Chinnikov also, first round, same draft, just a little bit later in round one. Do you think, like, people do look at, like, you just kind of downplayed that, you know, hypothetical trade. Like, but do you think people look at these players similarly? And again, every organization has these types of players, and you get fixated on what they're great at, what they're good at, what they still need to work at. And sometimes you eat your own, right? Like, it's like, this kid's actually a really good player. You know what I'm saying? So I would just love to know what, like, all observers around the NHL truly think of Chinnikov on a scale of 1 to 10, Jack Quinn scale of 1 to 10, whoever you think would be a compatible piece to, if you felt inclined to make a trade for Chinnikov.
So I would put Quinn ahead of Chinnikov in my book.
Instinctively, I would too.
But here's the funny thing, and we talked about it with Shayna Goldman yesterday when I said that Devon Levi was ranked 8th, buying people that have not played an NHL game in goalies 24 and under, according to NHL.com. So it's like the shiny new toy. And often when a player like Chinnikov...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is being brought into some trade rumors. People like the shiny new toy somewhere else and say, oh, he's good. He's good. Like, and because maybe you've not seen every shift in every game, but you've seen Jack Quinn every shift in every game. And you remember more of the bad than the good. It's human nature. We remember more the mistakes, the turnovers. Jack went on the wall, threw the puck to the middle of the ice, got picked off. It's in the back of your net, right? People remember that. But I think Jack Quinn has a lot more upside, a lot more of a goal-scoring touch than Chinnikov does. Funny enough, when I think of the Columbus Blue Jackets and Chinnikov, I think of Voronkov. I think they're very similar. The difference in Voronkov, for me, got to play 70-some games last year, got to play power play, and end up with 45 points and 20-some goals. I think Chinnikov can be a 25-goal guy, 20-25-goal guy, a 50-plus-point guy regularly. I think that's also the very bottom of what I think Jack Quinn can be. Jack Quinn could be 30-30-60 very easy, in my opinion. So I'm looking at Jack Quinn being way higher on the list than Chinnikov. So maybe there's a little bit of that. I remember when Jack Quinn made that mistake, that's staying within the fan base here. And so it makes Chinnikov look a little bit better because you're like, oh, that's a player I could see in the top six. Shayna said it yesterday. Chinnikov is more of a middle six, probably a third line guy. And if he's a third line guy, that's because your top six is playing well. It's because you're in a good place. And I figured Jack Quinn is more of a top six guy for me.
Do you take it personally when I vehemently disagree with you?
No, I actually think it's better. But you know who else disagrees with the whole conversation?
You don't even know what I'm disagreeing with you on, though.
Doesn't matter. I like the disagreement. But Don Waddell
disagrees
with our
conversation. No one in the history of hockey has ever said that Chinnikov is similar to Voronkov, because Voronkov is a tank at 6'5", 240. And there are very few guys like him in the NHL.
Yeah, but if you build your...
Sorry.
Similar in the production, similar in what I think the cap it may be at some point,
right.
But not similar in the players. But like, I think that if you're Columbus and you do your depth chart and you're like, oh, we got a spot on, you know, second line left winger. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be there? Well, it could be Chinnikov. It could be Voronkov. Like, they're going to compete for the
correct.
Same spot, maybe. Different players, but they're going to compete for the same status within a team. But Dean Evason, the way that he is and the way that he coach, he's going to like Voronkov way better than Chinnikov. That's just the way it was.
Right, but there were also some rumblings this summer about Voronkov, too. And yep. So...
The only one that's safe over there is Marchenko. He's good. He's safe.
And Monahan.
He's good.
There's a lot. But yeah, I mean, they definitely bear watching again. Lots of cap space. Maybe didn't get quite to fill it the way they would have wanted. Probably overpaid on one of their own in Provorov and all the rest of it.
Yeah, I think they overpaid Ivan Provorov, but I mean, they've got
and they still have they've still got Severson to figure out too. I mean, this is 6 years remaining on this monster deal for this right shot defenseman. We talk so much about right shot defensemen and their value. And it's like, oh my gosh, what is Columbus going to do here?
Five, right? Six. Like, he's a third pair guy. Like that's,
if
that's
he's playing,
tough.
That's
he's
the
playing,
thing.
Yeah.
Like it's wild anyway.
But Don Waddell is saying that no, they're not going to trade Chinnikov, mm-hmm. mostly because he made his request public. So we're going to stick it to you for making that request public. And now you're going to sit on the bench. That's what, I mean, it could change tomorrow, right? Like teams are going to call and that could change.
Well, the Leafs changed yesterday to everyone's surprise because they got Dakota Joshua from Vancouver and they gave up a fourth round pick. So they got him for free, except for the fact that they do have to pay him for 3 years, which is a pretty significant deal for the three remaining years on his contract. It's just really hard to believe, my opinion, that Vancouver parted with Joshua this quickly after his career year prior to him having testicular cancer at the start of last season.
It is very concerning that they made that move, especially after they decided to retain Connor Garland and to retain Brock Besser and to say, hey, we're gonna re-sign extend Thatcher Demko. It was like, oh, you guys are going to bring the group and tell them, like, let's go. And Dakota Joshua, man, he was everybody's desire, right? For 2 years ago, everybody wanted him. And then last year wasn't a great year. But I feel like this was a gift to the Toronto Maple Leafs, who, look, they're never going to replace Mitch Marner. And we know that. And they're trying to piece it together with maybe Matthew Nyes playing up in the lineup. But I would think Dakota Joshua could have his spot in the top six. Like, if he plays the way that we know he can be a power forward and produce, and he could be in the top six. He could play alongside of John Tavares and Nylander, or maybe Matthews or Matthew Nyes or whatnot. I could see Joshua being in the top six. So it was a very low-risk type of trade for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Yes, there is the money that they have to, pay the guy, and he's making 3.25 for the next 3 years.
Which doesn't make him a top six. It makes him a top nine, which is why I think he fits perfectly. I think it's an excellent deal.
3.25 is nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 3.25 is not the price for a top six forward. It's top nine for sure. Yeah. And that's what I think Joshua is. And sporadically, I think he can move up and down that group. And just like you said, like, he's more than capable of playing with some really good players. So
I think it's funny because now everybody's going to say, well, anybody could have given a fourth round pick to the Vancouver Canucks for Dakota Joshua. Okay. I get that. He did have and continues to have a modified no trade clause. So that kind of complicates things a little bit, but The market is not what people think. You're not giving up first rounder for Dakota Joshua. You're not getting first rounder for Bo Byram. Like, the market is a very weird place right now when it comes to players and trades.
We'll trade you future considerations for our final segment of the week. It's next on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.